following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the Optavia team.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the client support call tonight. My name is Lori Anderson. I'm a registered nurse. I am joined to have Dr. Cheryl Child here with us tonight. And we are also certified Optavia coaches with Optavia, and we're so happy to be here with all of you tonight. And for those of you that are just joining us for the first time, welcome. We are so glad you're here. This call is for all of our current and potential Optavia clients, coaches, and health professionals. And this call will last 30 minutes, and it's designed to be very interactive. So if you have a question, please, we want to hear it from you. You'll get questions and answers from all of our clients, health coaches, and health professionals. So I think it's going to be a great call. So now keep in mind that we'll do our best to answer all of your questions. And we do encourage you to contact your health professional or health care provider, as they are an important part of your transformation and personal health journey, especially if you're taking any medications or under any medical considerations. So we hope to get as many questions as possible answered tonight. So we will begin by hearing from a few of you that are online joining us tonight. And then Dr. Child will share a quick health tip for the week. And after that, we'll get right to the Q&A portion of our call. So let's get started. If you'd like to say hello, everybody is muted right now. So just hit *6 on your phone to unmute, then share your first name, where you're from, and your success so far. Or if you're brand new, we want to know that too. And then after you share, please hit *6 again to mute your phone again. So who's all out there tonight?
Hi, this is Donna. Can you hear me?
I can, Donna. Hi, welcome.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Katie.
Hi, Katie. Say where you're from. We love to hear all these different places that everybody's from.
Oh, I'm from Lafayette, California.
And Donna's from Oregon.
Yay! All right, that's some West Coast girls. Okay, who else is out there?
Hey, this is Christina in Los Angeles.
Hi, Christina.
Hey.
This is Pat from Davenport, Florida. Lost 70 pounds 11 years ago.
And she looks marvelous, you guys. So what I love to hear is just like Pat, because you can not only lose this weight that you're looking to lose, but learn those habits of health so you can keep it off and just get optimally healthy. So thank you, Pat, for sharing that.
Hey, it's
Hi, Lori. This is Valerie from Ohio.
I hear Natalie from Ohio.
No, this is Valerie from Ohio. Oh. I lost 57 pounds in 2015.
Yay! Thank you for inspiring others, Valerie, and congratulations.
This is Lisa from Poplar Grove, Illinois. I've lost 96 pounds and have kept it off for 6 months now.
Oh, my goodness. So what is the most favorite thing that you're able to do now after you've lost that 96 pounds that you can share with everybody? Like, what is the best thing about that?
The best thing about that really is being able to walk. I could not go for walks. I was in too much pain. And now I can walk for 2.5 miles and not even be tired.
Well, that is fantastic. Well, congratulations.
I'm sure you inspired
a lot of people as you've been on your journey to get healthy too.
Yes, it's been fantastic. Fantastic. And I hope to inspire many, many more. I'm a coach, and I'm helping others gain health and loving it. I feel like Optavia has been the biggest blessing to me that I've had besides, I would say, getting saved, getting married, and having children.
I love hearing that. Thank you so much for sharing, and congratulations. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Anybody else want to say hi before we get right into our topic? All right. Well, it is my honor and privilege Yes?
I'm sorry. Sorry to be butting in at the last second. My
okay.
name is Ann. My name is Ann Carter. I'm in Roanoke, Virginia. I'm a health coach, paying it forward for the last 4 years, and I lost 56 pounds back in when I was 61 years old. So I'm 64 young now.
Oh,
and I love
God.
What I do.
Well, that
love
is
what
great.
I do.
What's the best thing that's happened with you since you got down to your healthy weight?
I get in skinny jeans, and I'm 64 years young. So, yeah, skinny jeans. And somebody asked me, "What in the heck did you do, Ann? Did you have a facelift?" And I just laughed. I said, "No, single mom. I don't think I had a facelift. I just got healthy and feel great." So, yeah, skinny jeans. That's the facelift that never did really happen, and skinny jeans. Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing that. I love that.
Thank you so much for being here for us.
Oh, for sure. And we love being here. And my co-host tonight is Dr. Cheryl Child. And I just want to introduce her. She has been with us in Optavia for, I'm not sure how many years now, but an amazing physician and coach, and just really been there to really move us forward into this new era of helping everybody get optimally healthy. So, Cheryl, I'd love for you to come on and take it away.
Well, thank you, Lori. I'm just so tickled to be here. And, you know, when I was looking for a topic tonight, I noticed that every month is a different health focus across the country, and this is National Cervical Health Month, and I thought maybe that wouldn't be as much fun as talking about one of my favorite topics, which is community. And I know everybody on here is thinking about weight loss and all of that, but really and truly, health is so much more. And at Optavia, we talk about so much more. And, you know, many of us have sort of an inkling that physical health is tied to social connection or mental health in that way, with connections with humans. But I thought I'd just dig into the research a little bit to see what was out there. Lo and behold, I found three studies that were all published within the last few weeks that point to this very thing. And I think, again, we sometimes don't value this aspect of our health as much. And I personally, for myself, having lost my weight 11 years ago, this has become actually one of the most important part, the most probably important part of this program for me now. This first little, it's a review that I found in the Annual Review of Psychology, published less than a week ago, January 4th of this year. The topic was Why Social Relationships Are Important for Physical Health, a Systems Approach to Understanding and Modifying Risk and Protection. And basically, in the abstract, they just state that social connections to others have powerful influences on health and longevity, and that lacking social connection qualifies as a risk factor for premature mortality. So, and I have seen other studies that did point to that. Now, that's a very general review. Two more, being a little more specific. This one was published in December of last year, just a few weeks ago, in the Biomed Central. This was a study that involved a little over 2,800 people in the little bit higher age range, 60s, early 60s was the mean age. But what they found was that more socially isolated individuals, those with smaller social network size, as they put it, more frequently, get this, had newly diagnosed and previously diagnosed type 2 diabetes. Now, I had never heard that association before. That was pretty amazing. But the next one is one that we know the connection with heart disease. This was also published last month in the PLOS Med, which is the Public Library of Science journal. Psychosocial and socioeconomic determinants of cardiovascular mortality in Eastern Europe. It's in Eastern Europe. It was a multi-center prospective study. Basically, what they found was that there were six psychosocial and socioeconomic factors that were associated with increased risk of cardiovascular death. Some that might not be surprising, unemployment and poverty, depression, being single. So I'm wondering if anybody has a man out there for me. But they didn't say whether any of them had dogs, so I'm hoping that that mitigates that risk factor. But one of the risk factors was infrequent contact with friends or relatives. And you know, Lori, this is such a technologically connected world. People sit in cubicles all day long. They may go home to an empty house. They may not get out very much. And we're seeing that this is very specifically linked to health and to projected mortality rate. So the reason why this is particularly interesting and appropriate right now is that we happen to have a national community event coming up this Saturday, and almost everybody on this call is within driving distance of an event somewhere that is going to bring people together, loving people, non-judgmental people, to share. And I thought, Lori, you could talk a little bit about that if you don't mind. This is okay time.
I had to bring my headset back down. Absolutely. So we have an amazing event, Elevate Now, that's coming up this Saturday. Now, some of your health coaches might be doing it at different times, but all over the United States, health coaches, OptaVia health coaches, are uniting to really bring everybody together to learn more about how to optimize your life, get healthy, get this community of support, be a part of what we're all about in our community. And if your whole idea and your goal is to get healthy, and not only get healthy, but learn those healthy habits to really get as optimally healthy as you can and live an amazing, abundant life, then you have got to call your health coach, find out where there is an Elevate Now event around your area, and you will have a great time. You're going to be, you know, surrounded by like-minded people. You're going to learn about where we're going with OptaVia and bring some friends. You know, if you're already on this call, so you're already probably experiencing great health, or maybe you're just getting going and excited, but wouldn't it be fun to have other people that you know doing this with you, so you can support each other and have amazing results? So I just want to say that this is an opportune time for you to reach out to your health coach, find out what they're doing, or if they know something around your area, if you don't live near them, and take advantage of it and share this amazing opportunity of health with your friends and family and people that you love.
And it looks like just going will make your health better.
Absolutely. It will, because it will just motivate you. I mean, once you meet some of the people in our, you know, in our company and programs, and meet some other clients that are losing weight and having great success, and just kind of like, you know, just kind of pick their brain of what they're doing, I think it's going to help everybody. So very excited for the event that's coming up this weekend, and I hope that everybody participates. So, Cheryl, thank you so much. That was a great topic. Do you want to close with anything, or you want to open it up to questions?
I think we're ready for questions. I have a feeling there's some people who have some out there.
Okay, great. Well, this time now is for anybody that has any questions about anything. It can be about your program, questions about, you know, how you're doing. So please just unmute your phone by hitting *6. And ask your question, and then just remember to hit *6 again to remute your phone so we don't have background noise. So who has a question tonight?
This is Dana. I have a quick question, hopefully.
Oh, I heard Dana first, and then whoever's next can go next. Dana?
I think it's actually Donna, right?
Oh, Donna? Okay, I don't know. There's two people talking at once. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I have a potential client that I'm wanting to ask questions for. She is young, about 30 years old, but she's trying to get pregnant, but she's got PCOS, correct terminology, and it's preventing her. But she also has juvenile rheumatoid arthritis that she's had since fourth grade. So she's on a ton of medications, as well as metformin, which is for type 2 diabetes, which she doesn't think she has, but they've put her on it anyway, for the PCOS.
Oh, my God. How much weight does she want to lose?
Well, she's rather tall, and right now her BMI is at a 33. So she would like to come down down into a healthier BMI.
Okay, and you had a question. I could tell you were about to ask a question. So what would that be?
Here's the question, because she's still trying to weigh this out. She thinks she just wants to lose 20, 25 pounds, but she probably could go a lot lower than that, even at a 5'8", but doesn't have the belief yet. So my question is, have you, over the years that you've been involved with this program, found that there are a lot of women with PCOS that have had remarkable results in not only the weight loss, but in their ability then to become pregnant? That would be her most amazing result, of course, because that's the thing that she is lamenting, that she's stuck without being able to get pregnant on account of the PCOS. If we could change that one area of her life, what are the statistics? Do you know how many women have had an amazing change there just by getting on the program? I've heard a few, but I haven't been, I haven't heard enough, I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to send this to Dr. Child, but I will say that getting down a healthy weight does increase or improve your fertility. I've seen that many times. But I don't know about PCOS, so I'm going to send that over to Dr. Child.
Oh, yeah. Can I interrupt, since I'm an OBGYN with a specialty in PCOS?
Yes, you may.
Okay, my name is Robin. I have a great coach, Miriam Kahn, and I live in New Jersey. I'm an OBGYN who specializes in IVF. PCO is the inability to ovulate, irregular periods, so you don't ovulate each month. It can be related to weight. It can be related to high testosterone. It can be related to a flip in the LH-FSH, that luteinizing hormone FSH hormone ratio. The therapy for PCOS, polycystic ovarian disease, is weight loss, exercise, low-carb diet, metformin to help spontaneous ovulation and weight loss, and Clomid to induce ovulation. And when we lose weight, we decrease the testosterone, which is predominantly a male hormone. So the weight loss leads to decreased testosterone, which leads to decreased luteinizing hormone, LH, which leads to ovulation, either by itself or with metformin or with the aid of Clomid, which is a medication to induce ovulation.
Thank you. That was awesome.
Yeah, thank you, doctor. And
what are the chances of having somebody that well knowledgeable on the same call? Thank you
so much,
Robin.
And I was going to
say,
this is Dr. Child, I was going to say, in my experience as well, the program was made in heaven, really, for both diabetics who need, obviously, a lot of carbohydrate, insulin balance, and PCOS. Which, again, just as the doctor said, one of the big problems is carbohydrate metabolism, managing the carbohydrate intake. And because this is so well controlled, it was made in heaven for that. And I would say also for the RA, I mean, we don't say anything cures anything. We don't say Optavia cures anything. But it's an inflammatory, it's an autoimmune process, and it's an inflammatory condition. And anytime you lose weight, you're decreasing the inflammation in your body, and many times, many different systems of the body, especially including the immune system, functions better. So there's nothing that she could be doing better for herself. Excited to hear about the results.
Oh, I'm excited to share this with her. Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes.
My name is Andrea. I'm a certified health coach, and I'm calling on behalf of one of my clients who has been on program for 6 months, but definitely not having very uncharacteristic symptoms, while being on program, and she is a trooper because in 6 months she has lost 25 pounds, and she feels, I spoke with her today, and her body feels fragile. She doesn't feel healthy. Intermittently, she has lightheadedness, some gastrointestinal problems, her resistance is low. She's losing her hair, and it is very disconcerting for her. And she's lost the weight, some weight, but, of course, would like to lose more and would like to feel better. Do you have any suggestions for us? Her blood work is fine. She has been to her doctor. It is absolutely a mystery why she is not feeling better.
Do you want to take that, Lori, or do you want me to?
Well, if you would like to take it, I mean, I can address some of the things about, like, hair and things like that as far as biotin. But if, you know, you being the physician, if you'd like to comment on it, I'd love that.
Yeah, they're sort of disparate symptoms, and they may have very different, you know, like lightheaded GI symptoms, hair loss. It could be different. First of all, have you really looked at a diary of everything she puts into her mouth and all of the water and made sure that she's being very specific with the program?
She is specific. It is amazing. And she is taking biotin and a B-complex.
Is she on any medication?
None.
Okay. You know, sometimes people get lightheaded because they're not getting as much sodium as they need. You know, you're getting under 2,300 milligrams of sodium in the 5-in-1 program, and it could be that she's choosing things that happen to be lower sodium. So sometimes having a cup of broth or a glass of Powerade Zero or something to increase her electrolytes, that can help with the lightheadedness.
Right, and she has, just without monopolizing the entire conversation, she has between 2 and 3 Propels per day with the electrolytes.
Okay.
I know.
And then what are her GI symptoms?
Nauseousness. Literally, we think that it could be some of the sugar alcohol in some of the crisp bars, so now she's migrated off of the crisp bars to the creamy bars, you know, for the portability and the ease of having those.
Yeah, and I was going to suggest that she go with either the Essential or Select brand lines. Because
she is.
She's doing that now, and she's still nauseous?
Yes. Periodically. Okay. Everything comes and goes. Yeah.
Okay. Does she? You know, she doesn't have any sinus conditions or other respiratory issues or anything like that.
No.
Does she have allergies that she knows of?
No.
Is she exercising?
Does she use Splenda? Does she use Splenda?
Yeah.
That I don't know.
Yeah. Well, if
that,
she does.
She
should
change. That could cause. Yeah. And is she exercising at all?
She is not, because she hasn't been feeling well.
Okay. Is she drinking? How much water do you know?
At a minimum 64 ounces of water. I mean, she gets in her water every day. She's been religious on program.
Is she exercising?
No.
Yeah.
Because she just hasn't been feeling right to do so.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
It's very perplexing, and the weight loss is a little on the slower side than what we would expect to, wouldn't you say, Lori?
Yeah.
But, you know, it could be that she's got some kind of a weird allergy to something. You know, I haven't seen any allergies to these new products. They're just so clean and top of the line. But maybe there's something else in her environment that's causing some things. You know, I don't know has her environment changed? Has her work changed or anything else?
Yeah, no. She's retired and is at home and no. That's why I know it is absolutely a mystery.
Well, she could, you know, if her doctor can't contribute anything to this, I'm afraid I'm not coming up with anything. She could try switching to the, you know, we have so many different plans. She could try switching to a 4 and 2 and 1. How old is she?
I have to go back into my records, but she's in her 60s.
Okay, so that's an option, you know, 65 and up. Sometimes people feel better when they do the 4, 2, and 1 and get between 1,200 to 1,500 calories a day. And she can certainly lose weight that way and sometimes, you know, pretty fast. So maybe just look at a different program.
Wonderful. That's a great suggestion.
Lori, do you have anything else?
No, I think that's great.
Could I interject here?
Sure.
Hi. I'm Brenda, and I'm just a health coach and somebody who's been successful, but very timely, something that was just posted on our team page on our page is called Ignite. It's in the Prestonbach group. Some recent information, and this included information that came mm-hmm. straight from Nutrition Support about some people who have symptoms similar to what she's describing, that is a reaction to probiotics, people who have never been on probiotics, and some people have a little short time of adjustment that's difficult, but some people actually have a difficulty in their system with handling probiotics. So that would just be one more question I would think to ask. And to check mm-hmm. with Nutrition Support if that's something that, no, she's never been on probiotics, and this was her first introduction to that, because we've seen a little bit of that recently with the newer line, and for most people it just takes a few days. We asked Nutrition Support and got a response, and so
that's interesting.
That it is a real thing. So
I've never heard of that, but yeah. And there are different strains of probiotics, too. So it could mm-hmm. be that she could take, you know, something else over the counter and go to our classic line and still be fine and have some of the advantages of the probiotics mm-hmm. as well. Interesting point.
Right. I
really appreciate all of the feedback.
Oh, you're so welcome. And I think we have time for maybe one more question.
Thank
I
you.
I have a question.
Yes?
My name is Loretta. Hi. Oh. So I have a man who's a client. He's 40 years old and he's 6 feet tall. He needs to lose 165 pounds. And he is on 6 anxiety and depression medications. And those medications made him gain the weight. So now he's got high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes. He's got medication for, because his back hurts so bad. But I put him on the 4-2 and he was just so hungry, couldn't take it. So I moved him to a 5-2-2. And in 2 weeks, he's only lost 1 pound. And I was just wondering, what should I do for him?
Did you ever try the 5-1?
Yes, we tried the 5-1 first. And he, like, would wake up in the night and just be sick. He was so hungry. So then we tried the 4-2, and then we tried the 5-2-2.
I don't know. I feel like the 5-1 is because once you kick into fat burn, you feel so great because you're burning fat, you're not hungry, and you have lots of energy. So, I mean, and I'm not, this is just 17 years of health coaching, and maybe Dr. Child has a different lead on this or thought on this, but for me, I wouldn't go to those extra calories because then you're just kind of calorie counting, and he'll never get in fat burn. He'll never have that feeling of not being hungry and have that energy. So I almost would maybe either put him on a, I would go back to the 5-1, make sure he's really doing it. If he can kick through 4 days, he should kick it a fat burn. If he can't, then I would maybe do like a 6-1. I mean, before a 5-2-2, only because, or a 4-2, because those lean and green meals, people tend to not always do them exactly how they are. And he may not be measuring, he may not be doing right, so he'll never kick into fat burn. And for me, like a 6-1, and although that's not one of the ones that we totally talk about, but this is somebody who needs, because he can't stick with it and he's always hungry, needs to be in a fat burn. And that's
okay.
That's my thought on it, but I don't know. Dr. Childs, you can totally, like, you know, change what I'm saying. What do you think for him?
I think, how many days did he attempt to get into fat burning with the 5-1?
I think we had him on the 5-1 for a week, and then we did the 4-2 for a week.
Did you die?
I don't even think he ever could stay on the 5-1. I think
that's
he
the
was
thing.
So hungry that I couldn't keep him.
I think, you know, the 6-1, I'm not sure if Nutrition Support was in this, but I've also had good luck with people doing 6-1 and they do fine, especially if he's big and he's a little more active. Mm-hmm. You know, that way he's eating every two hours, if not even a little more frequently.
That's
that's, and then drinking tons of water. That's a, I think he could probably put up with that, especially if you said, wow, you know, if you can just hang in there with this for 4 days, you're going to not be hungry. And I know men especially have trouble believing that. You might want to find some other men who, because I've had to do this with men, you know, like they're just sure that they need more calories than all of us wimpy women. So, if you can find a guy who, get him to talk with who has been in fat burning and 5-1 and they're fine, I've had to do that, and it, maybe that could help him get over that psychological help hump.
And I find that, like, women on the 6-1 may not always kick into fat burn, but men on the 6-1 kick into fat burn. It's just a different metabolism and different body fat whole thing. And so I think he'll have more success with that. But I agree with Cheryl. Find somebody, another man who's done it, been there, having success. Give him a little kudos about, or, you know, just a little motivation that he can do it. And I think it's all he probably needs.
You know, and the other thing that might help him is, you know, I always tell my clients that if in those first 3 or 4 days you're starving and you think you're going to kill somebody before you eat again, just have a little tiny piece of protein, you know, like an egg, one egg, or a piece of deli turkey meat or something. That's very filling. Protein is one of the, is the highest satiety-inducing macronutrients, meaning it's the most filling of all foods. So if he could just have a little protein to keep himself from fainting clean away, that might get him through, you know, to fat burning.
Okay. Thank you so
Hello,
much.
This is Katie. Yes. I don't know if you can hear me. I just wanted to interject in this conversation because this is the third time I've attempted the 5-1, and I'm successfully into my second week.
Yay!
But it took me, now, for this man, my husband's been doing it too, and it took him about a week before the hunger went away. And for me personally, I was dizzy, cognitively fuzzy. My whole body was kind of numb, and I woke up every night with hunger. And it lasted for 7 days. So the magical, if you mention to him, oh, it'll only take 4 days, he's going to get discouraged.
Oh, good point. Good point. Thank you. Yeah, and we are so over time, and I know we have our Habits of Health Zoom going on right now. So if you guys are meaning to go over there, please go ahead and catch that Habits of Health Zoom. And the Zoom number, if you know what it is, it's right after this call, which is going on right now. And you simply log into www.zoom.us, and it will prompt you to enter an ID, a meeting ID, and it's 113-312-513. And I'll say it again. This is so fun. If you've never done it, it's like a webinar. It's live. It's on your computer, your phone. So you just download www.zoom.us and then enter ID 113-312-513. It's all about exercise tonight. I think you'll love it, especially it's neat exercise, which is
non-exercise activity thermogenesis.
Thank you. And it's a lot of fun to know about. So please check in on that. And then I just want to thank everybody that participated in the call. It's been a great call, and thank you, Dr. Child, for your wisdom and your insight on everything and your topic. And remember that you can subscribe to our support calls via iTunes podcast or hear a few prior weeks' recording of this helpful call on your Health Coach's co-brand website. So ask them what their website is, and you can they'll teach you how to get on there and find these playbacks. The playback of tonight's call will be available within 48 hours. So if you have any questions for any health professionals or the health professional, Dr. Child tonight or myself, you can email me at optimizinglife2. So it's optimizinglife with the number 2 at gmail.com. And remember that this call happens happens weekly on Wednesday evenings from 8 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Pacific, as so does our Habits of Health webinar, which is on right now. So thank you so much for being on the call. Congratulations on investing some time into your health this evening, and we're so glad that you've joined us, and have a great night. And thanks again to Dr. Cheryl Child. And you guys
thank
be great.
Thank you, Lori.
Thanks. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some OPTAVIA coaches or clients of OPTAVIA. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OPTAVIA team.